First, he expanded the universe with animals. There was, once upon a time, there was an existence. Okay? You could call it from Big Bang up to 20 billion years ago. Or, for that matter, 300 billion years ago. There was this existence. Then he did some magic. Something happened. Something appeared out of nothing. Some little dusts, little stuffs. They got together and they claimed a big capital I, me. With one working part in them, which is logic, wisdom. They said, this is me, and I want to remain me. I know what the environment is. I want something from the environment, and I need to get rid of something to the environment. Therefore, the logic was here, the brain was here, and the spell worked, because these little existing animals, they developed to be complicated ones, to have even dreams, to sleep. So, the sphere of existence was expanded to the dream. Then suddenly, Adam and Eve, that magic. Not only another universe was created, which is the universe of imagination, which one part of it is this cyberspace you're facing now, and you know there is a cyberspace, right? That's a part of imagination. Not only that, we expanded with the help of this imagination, we discovered the ultimate space. The name is nothingness, non-existence. And we know non-existence, oh, everything is there. Even the Creator is there. And we are the discoverer of that. This is our story. This is how it happened. Okay. Now, these universes should be really explored, and we are the explorer. Once we ask him, why did you create us? Remember his answer. He said, oh, because I was a hidden treasure. And I would like to be discovered. Therefore I created you to be very famous, to be known. Therefore he will talk to you. How? I was telling you the spell. When he wants to talk to you, he directly talks to you. This had happened over and over, again and again and again. When we say God will talk to a human being, suddenly your time schedule will somehow shift towards couple of centuries, right? Once in a century, maybe. It depends how many of the prophets you dare to say, okay, they are hocus pocus. A couple of them you believe in and say, okay, God spoke. If you are a Jew, you will say, God spoke with Moses, period. Right? If you are a Zoroastrian, you will say, God spoke to Zoroaster. Guess what? God speaks with everyone every day. Because you only know that kind of famous one which has been shown in all the movies and things like that. That's why you know about God talking to Moses. What do you know about God talking to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart? What do you think about God talking to the ears of Keith Jarrett. Really, he's the most sort of out of time.
Yes.
A young fellow piano player. And he plays the music with no name. Nobody named it. The people who love him, they just call it the music of this fellow. All of them, all the artists, they talk about this inspiration like something talking in you, and we believe in that. Rumi said, God will talk to you if you clean up. That talking to you, God talking to you, is some sound which will arise from your heart, from your hidden feelings. That hidden feeling is in all famous artists. Very simple. It's in every one of us. First of all, the transmitter is transmitting constantly. And you have a receiver. If you could only tune it, that's what we are here for. Rumi said, this is it. Do not give me that absence of free will stuff. Don't give me that argument of cause and effect. Cause and effect and the argument around it will prove my powerlessness. Because if you go through cause and effect, whatever I do is reacting to environment. Right? I'm trying to survive. Look at me and feel a little bit of shame. Because you mixed me up with a cockroach. That's what cockroach does. Don't you give me a little bit more credit? It's a little bit more than cause and effect. My doings is a little bit more than reacting to environment and trying to remain alive. That argument of jabr, you know what jabr is? Jabr in Arabic language. First of all, you know it because you depend on it. Algebra. Rule is jabr. When there is rule, to the extreme you could say, therefore I'm trapped. There are rules, and everything happens in the rules. But you're not supposed to do this when I'm talking now. Because you were here, and we started with this, right at the beginning, remember? Do you remember the first paragraph? We told you, the hell with your rules. We are talking about exceptions here. Understand the exception. So, rule of cause and effect, rule of nature or nurture and all that. Okay. But we are talking about another dimension, which in it, I have the free will to choose. Not to choose, only to create. You see? No one. It's not a matter of choice. Choice is choosing between something and something else, right? Doing this or that. Here we're not talking about that. You're talking about being creative and create something. What is that? What we call creation, mainly here I talk about art. Because we create the beauty, we add to the beauty of this universe. From a piece of marble, Michelangelo Buonarroti made a statue which is eternally there and beautiful. That's what we're talking about. Exception.